Please be seated. Most of you probably can remember the beautiful words of that old sacred hymn from time gone by. The words go like this: making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you've got to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. Okay, so maybe it's not a sacred hymn. But it should be. It should be. You probably figured out that instead it's the theme song from the 80s sitcom Cheers. I loved that show. I watched it every week. Cheers gave us a picture of community. The characters in the show, both those who worked at the bar and those who frequented it, those characters created a community, a place where everybody shared their ups and downs, a place where you could totally be yourself, and thus a place where people may not always get along, and yet a place where people did support each other, a place where you're never lonely, and of course, a place where everybody knows your name. Community is a feel-good word. It's also, I think, a basic human need. We want to belong. We want to be known. But I think it also can be an elusive word for some, and can mean different things for different people. But in practical terms, I think it has to do most fully with a group of people who share their lives together and who communicate honestly with each other, whose relationships go deeper than other relationships, and who have, in some form, made a commitment to care for each other. It means we have a common purpose. But like the good folks at the bar at Cheers, it doesn't mean we always see things the same way or even always headed in the same direction. Communities are precious, but they could also be messy. We sometimes feel like we can't live with them, but we also know we truly can't live without them. Community matters, but community has a purpose. And maybe that's why Jesus chose to use shepherds and sheep and gates and pens as metaphors when talking to his community in today's gospel lesson. Today's gospel lesson for Good Shepherd Sunday is part of a larger conversation. At the beginning of the text, Jesus says, "Anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out on his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the stranger." And then John tells us the disciples don't understand what he's talking about. Thank goodness. That makes total sense to me that they didn't understand, because Jesus seems to be mixing his metaphors in this lesson. Is Jesus supposed to be the good shepherd, like we depict in all the beautiful stained glass windows? Or is he the gate or the gatekeeper, which he also seems to imply? Are we the sheep, those dumb animals? Or is that his disciples? Is the sheepfold intended to be the church? Or is there the real possibility that figuring out all the metaphors really isn't the point? It really isn't the point of what Jesus has to say. Well, your guess is as good as mine, or any theologian's for that matter. But communities matter, and communities have a purpose. And on Good Shepherd Sunday, an old story always comes to mind that I think may speak directly to what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples and us in this text. The story is about an old man, a grandfather who made his living as a farmer. One year, he's thrilled when his teenage grandson, a city boy, asks if he can spend the summer with his grandfather and help out on the farm. The grandson arrives, and both he and the grandfather are truly excited over what they hope their time together is going to bring. That first evening, the grandfather goes to bed awfully early and suggests that the grandson do the same. And at dawn, the grandfather goes into the grandson's bedroom and awakens him, which was no easy task. But the grandson finally gets up, and the grandfather tells him to go meet him in the barn. The grandson finds that there's quite a list of things to do in the barn. There are animals to be fed, there are tools to be readied, there's equipment to be maintained, and the work is hard. "Can't we just have breakfast first?" the grandson wants to know. "There'll be time for that later," says the grandfather. And before long, the wonderful aroma of a country breakfast begins to waft into the barn. To the grandson, the smell seems like a cruel tease. And after a long time and without much fanfare, the grandfather says, "Okay, it's time for breakfast." And breakfast was as good as it smelled. The grandson can't remember when he's had such a morning feast. And then again, without much fanfare, the grandfather says, "Okay, it's time to go to work." "Work?" the grandson replies. "We've been up since dawn. We've been in the barn for hours working." "No, my son," the grandfather replies. "What we did in the barn were the chores. The work is in the field." And folks, metaphors aside, I think that's as important a message as any from this gospel text. We all want to go where people know people are all the same. We all want to go where everybody knows our name. We need the image of Christ as the good shepherd, the one who knows his sheep and cares for and protects them. But that's only part of the story. Jesus tells his disciples in this text that the purpose of gathering the sheep is so that together they might go out into the field. That's a point we can't overlook. The sheep's pen serves a purpose. It's a place of safety. It's a place of protection. It's a place of nourishment and refreshment. But if you've ever seen a sheep's pen, you know that after a while it becomes a most unpleasant place. Sheep on their own aren't the brightest of animals. They walk over each other, they fight, they bump into each other, the bleating and the baaing is so loud you can't hear yourself think, and frankly, the stench can be overwhelming. Because the sheepfold is not the destination. The work is in the field. And then this text can come to mean everything. Folks, if we believe that our lives of faith and community are simply within this sheepfold we call Holy Nativity, then we're missing the point. The work is in the field. This is the place where the chores are done, where we study and learn and celebrate and worship and care for each other and are fed. But the work is in the field. The Good Shepherd calls us. He calls us together as one. He knows our name. We know his voice. But he calls us together not simply to corral us, but rather to lead us. To lead us into the field where there's so much work to be done. For there is a world full of blessed sheep out there, just longing to be found. God love you. Amen.